This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
That's right, you heard right. The secret word for tonight is Mud Shark. And of course, with the Mud Shark secret word is the Mud Shark arpeggio. A marvelous little arpeggio. And now, the mating call of the adult male Mud Shark.
Thank you very much, and now we're all set for the next vocal star of the evening. One of the originators of the blues, to be sure. This fellow's been in the vanguard of the top R&B stars for many, many years. We'd like to bring out the big star of our show tonight, Mr. Shake, Rattle, and Roll, Joe Turner. Here he is.
Now when I get the blues, get me a rocking chair. When I get the blues, get me a rocking chair. Blues overtake me, gonna rock right away from here. Now when I get lonesome, I jump on the telephone. When I get lonesome, I jump on the telephone. Call the baby, tell them on my way back home. They flip, flop, and fly. Don't care if I die. Flip, flop, and fly. Don't know the reason why. Don't ever leave me. Don't never say goodbye. Give me one more kiss. Hold it a long, long time. Give me one more kiss. Hold it a long, long time. Now love me, pretty baby, do the feeling in my head like wine. They flip, flop, and fly. Don't care if I die. Flip, flop, and fly. Don't know the reason why. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye. Boogie for me. I let the piano lady play a little boogie for me. Play me a high note, play it in the key of C. They gonna rock to the left, rock to the right. The bell don't ring, we'll rock all night. Hey, baby, everything's all right. We gonna boogie in the morning, boogie way late at night. Flip, flop, fly. Fly. I don't care if I die. Flip, flop, and fly. Don't know the reason why. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye. Here comes a baby flashing a new gold tooth. Here comes a baby flashing a new gold tooth. But she's so small she can mumble in the payphone booth. They flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Flip, flop, and fly. Don't know the reason why. Don't ever leave me. Don't never say goodbye. Go one more time, Joe. die. Flip, flop, and fly. Don't know the reason why. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye. I like a Mississippi bullfrog sitting on a hollow stump. I like Mississippi bullfrog sitting on a hollow stump. I got so many women, I don't know which way to jump. You can jump to the right, jump to the left, jump with the one who loves you the best, oh my. Hey, flip, flop, and fly, oh my. Flip, flop, and fly, hey.
Matheny on the occasion of his 72nd birthday. How is that guy only 72 years old? I'll tell you one thing. When I got an up-close and personal look at him from the 10th row of a Morristown concert hall years ago, I saw a lot of hair and a lot of white teeth and not much else when he was on stage. So some fountain of youth somewhere is getting most generous gulps and slurps from Pat Metheny, who can play like it's nobody's business. And that selection was from the new trio that he works with, Chris Fishman, Joe Dyson, Pat Metheny, Side Eye, and the track called In On It, Pat Metheny. I could play a lot of music by him that would tickle your toes, but this will do for tonight. Off times, most times, on the Pale-Faced Parabola. It's a one-and-done situation. Kind of like this right now. Arthur, sing your song, son.
This next song is called Between Clark and Hilldale. What is happening and how have you been? Gotta go, but I'll see you again. And oh, the music is so loud. And then I fade into the dark. Crowds of people standing everywhere. Across the street I'm at the slum affair. And here they always play my songs. And me, I wonder if it's... Wrong or right, they come here just the same. Telling everyone about their games. And if you think it obsolete, then you go back across the street.
Right this way, just step right into the greatest show on earth. In the center ring, our top attraction, you get your money's worth. Come see the dancing elephants, the biggest thing on wheels. Ah, the little boy's first circus, I wonder how it feels. With wonder does this magic land fill his widened eyes. Look now, there the zebras, this show's a real surprise. The polar bears arrive on cue, on bikes they sally forth. They're mighty cool, but then it's true, they're from the frozen north. And now the clowns will stop the show with your most kind permission. A rocket blast, so you will know it's time for intermission.
settled down out in the valley, and he hung his wild years on a nail that he drove through his wife's forehead. He sold used office furniture out there on San Fernando Road and assumed a $30,000 loan at 15.25%, put a down payment on a little two-bedroom place. His wife was a spent piece of used jet trash, made good Bloody Marys, kept her mouth shut most of the time, had a little chihuahua named Carlos that had some kind of skin disease and was totally blind. They had a thoroughly modern kitchen, self-cleaning oven, the whole bit. Frank drove a little sedan. They were so happy. One night, Frank was on his way home from work. He stopped at the liquor store, picked up a couple of Mickey's Big Mouths, drank him in the car on the way to the Shell station. Got a gallon of gas and a can. Drove home, doused everything in the house, and torched it. Parked across the street laughing, watching it burn, all Halloween orange and chimney red. And Frank put on a top 40 station, got on the Hollywood freeway, and headed north. Never could stand that dog.
I have two go-to Ween records. The other one is Chocolate and Cheese with Buenos Tardes Amigo on it. And then there's this one, just reissued as a 3-CD set via the thoughtful folks who love to plunder our wallets at alarming intervals, us record collectors out there. And I succumbed because I haven't been able to find my 12 country greats CD in a long time. So now I don't have to look anymore. This is an instrumental on disc number 3, which is Outtakes, and it's called Spaghetti. And because Ween in the dictionary under Irreverent is Gene and Dean's picture, they named this track Spaghetti for Spaghetti Western. I listened to the first disc the other day while I was trying to make myself look busy around the land of Bohemia. And I had to laugh out loud at a couple of tracks. Piss Up a Rope is hilarious, but my favorite track has always been Mr. Richard Smoker. You could do the math, I think. It's just a whole idea of them calling this guy out. Very funny. Takes me back to being, oh, I don't know, 14 in high school. Ween, and I think they count on that kind of humor. Spaghetti from the new 3-CD deluxe set of 12 country greats. I be Jumpin' JB. He's the mystery man. The big guy has done part one of his appointed rounds in getting my ASS up here tonight so we can have at you after a week off for a tune-up. Here until midnight oceanic time when we toss the deed to the Free FM mansion to the guy whose name is on it, our OG Phil Gray, and the retrospect program number 740. For the rest of yous, Podcastville. And apparently, we're no longer on Spotify, which I'm not losing any sleep over. But it is a necessary portal in the modern age of communication. And I'm certain, I haven't got the official word yet, but I'm certain I played too many artists that don't have contracts with Spotify. So Spotify can make justifications with their legal team and not pay people. So we have to rely on Apple Podcasts and goodpods.com and New Zealand Media, etc., to be heard for those of you who can't listen in surreal time. We're in part A of our triptych. Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, the world. Look out, third rock from the sun. We're coming to get you. Preceding Ween, Tom Waits, whose tribute record will be out before the end of the year, and it's filled with A-listers. Can't wait. I think there's a Shane McGowan one coming out also around November or December. When the music business used to come alive with the Sound of Music, and now it's kind of routine. I mean, there's some releases that you want to buy. Listen, it's not the avalanche anymore that it used to be, and I can speak from a position of knowledge for a change on this one because I've owned a independent retail record shop for the last close to 40 years. Thank you. Tom Waits from Swordfish Trombones. Now, this was the disc, and he says, jet-propelled by his marriage to Kathleen Brennan, Irish lass. Thank you. Where she encouraged him to go further out than he already was. And we know about the whole drunken hobo thing from the 1970s. Got up the heart attack in Vine and started to stretch his wings a little bit. And then on Swordfish Trombones, kaboom. Nevermore, said the Raven. Well, Thomas, play it straight. And he has it. And I think we're the better for it. New music from a band called Low Cut Connie. They're from the Philadelphia area. I believe the lead is Adam Werner or Wiener. Ween could write a song around that. The name of the disc, if I could read it here in the dim light of Studio A, Living in the USA. Heard the track called Get Down to end the first set of tunes here at Studio A, where we're live to Hard Drive. Low Cut Connie's a good band. I've got several other discs. It's got a certain ribald energy. Yes, I said ribald. As opposed to bald, which was the emphasis of the song by Spirit. one of my all-time besties, I'm not ashamed to say, their first four-record run to glory, Forevermore, said the Raven. Taken from the 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus, that was Jay Ferguson's song about Ed Cassidy, the drummer who looked like a blood relative of Jackie Coogan, a.k.a. Uncle Fester, and played in a jazz style, hooking up with Mark Andes on the bass and his stepson, Randy California, on guitar. And then there was John Locke on keyboards and Jay Ferguson, the front man of the band, along with Randy C. Yeah, see? Nah. Nah. We heard the track called Mr. Skin from this album. 1970, Spirit's last album of the original quintet. Many think this is their best. I don't. I'm not saying it's bad. These guys couldn't make bad music if they wanted to. But, although Randy tried hard in the 1970s when the psychedelics took effect. Spirit, Mr. Skin. I love that song. Dag nabbit, I love it. Instrumental by the Jake Mason Trio. One boat ride over from our home base in Hamilton, NZ. I heard a Merrill candidate on Monday morning's breakfast show with Mike. Guy sounded pretty interesting. I'd vote for him, but I can't. Somebody get me in the country so I can vote for him. Said Hamilton is the fourth largest growth city in New Zealand, if I heard right. I enjoyed the interview immensely. Well, Jake Mason Trio has nothing to do with the politics of Down Under, I don't believe. The album is called The Modern Ark. It was released in 2025 on his own imprint, Soul Messin Records. It's trio music, as you would kind of deduce from the Jake Mason Trio band title. A track called Here's Your Change. And we'll send that one out to the swamp in Washington, D.C., where somehow magically you can rip reflecting pool liners apart with your bare hands and get Janine Pirro in trouble. Not that I kind of mind that, if you've ever heard her carry on. Arthur Lee and Love before Jake Mason. The Forever Changes concert. Air Kiss to 3D. She got me this a long time ago. We first met at a now-defunct bookstore here in America called Borders Books, and they had a lot of music. Her and I were on the team that was responsible, and it was a pretty huge responsibility, of course, getting paid peanuts to do it, get the inventory out to the floor and shelved properly. But we had run in the back room, and my friend Jürgen and I, we worked together. We used to play music all the time, and one of them was Love Forever Changes. 3D had never heard that record, but she loved the song You Set the Scene, which is the final piece on it. I said, oh, who are these guys? I've never heard of them before. They're wonderful. I said, well, yes, they are. Well, this is the updated live concert from the Royal Albert Hall in London. It was released in 2006, fairly shortly before Arthur died, I believe. Now, if you remember, Forever Changes, that wasn't the band Love for the most part. That was Arthur and the Wrecking Crew. Because if you're familiar with the Love catalog, Love never sounded like this before or after Forever Changes came out. But thank God this came out. November of 1967, Elektra Records, which was a stellar label at the time. The likes of Tim Buckley on there. We heard Maybe the People Would Be the Times, or Between Clark and Hillsdale, one of Arthur's stoned free association song titles. He was good at it. Pat Metheny with the Side Eye Trio did In On It. Again, that's from this year on his own label, Uniquity Music, recorded in New York City. And I picked that one above many other options to play for you tonight on this, the occasion of his 72nd birthday. Began the show with Big Joe Turner from a double disc set on this label called Sunset Boulevard Records. They've released a couple of cool things. One of them by Dickie Betts, and this one by Big Joe Turner. And I'm here to tell you that there was no better, only equal. Big Joe Turner, for the uninitiated, was a contemporary of Fats Domino and Little Richard and Chuck Berry when he recorded for Atlantic Records in the 1950s. And man, that guy had some get up and go. Another legend, be it embellished or not, is that Big Joe Turner could fill auditoriums in his native Kansas City and not need a microphone, because the man had projection. And we heard it in full flight on that track there, that version of Flip, Flop, and Fly, the live disc recorded somewhere here in America. I got a note here, live radio. Oh, yeah, New Year's Eve, 1955. That was originally recorded by the boss of the blues, Big Joe Turner. Sanctified. Emulsified. Got pride to play that stuff. Dire Straits queued up in CD player number 3 on this, the occasion of Mark Knopfler's birthday. But first, this. The day of the 6th planet alignment. Well, I still think Pluto's a planet and always will. So we got 9. But technically right now, we only have 8. I think Uranus, or Uranus, as those of us who, again, are in touch with our 14-year-old boy jokes. And I don't know who else would be in the path. But 6 planets line up, or have lined up, well, in New Zealand, it already has happened, tonight. As said before, our show in 3 parts. Right now, tonight your ears, tomorrow the world, as our warm-up to where we're going. Part B, We Cheat the Hangman. As we laugh in the strong man's face. And in the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act to close our program and gild the lily, as it were, for retrospect number 740. This is Oaf Without Borders Radio. It's a spirited 1 hour and 58 minute of musical hopscotch and mental gymnastics, our show is. Our team, you might ask? Sure. Transportation, the master of disastro, Casto, in the other room, scrolling his phone frantically, waiting for the speckin' show to be done with so we can go home. Then there's 3D, our pinch hitter, just in case the big guy can't make it on a weekly basis. And God bless them both. And John and Barbara for allowing us a small space on their tarmac on a weekly basis when we do this program. Thank you to all. Our New Zealand team, our New Zealand OG Phil G. And as said, retrospect number 740, he's the reason the transmitter's on at this station. Good podcast numbers this month, apparently. Good showing by a lot of our music shows, including ours. I think we're in the top 10 this month, but who's counting? Mike, our program director, Mike Williams, and our morning show host both Mondays and Thursdays. And he knows how to get on those boards and tread wisely, I'm told. And hopefully someday I'll be able to witness it in person, especially if I can sneak a beer in with me. And then there's Ricardo on call and responds in regal robes at least once a year. And maybe more, given my frequent health issues here. Unwanted, yes. Frequent, yes. And then there's here at Studio A, and he'll be in the spotlight in about an hour. The Mystery Man, Studio A's man about town, who sweeps the floors, sets the controls, and is resplendent in a Gentle Giant t-shirt. Usually, but not today. He's the co-producer of the program, editor at large of it, and he brings down the curtain at the end of the program so that we're worldly wise and ready to face the madding crowd. As noted, Dire Straits music from their second record, and over time might be my favorite. I was blessed enough to see the tour of the album Communique when they came through the old Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey, a venue where you were always nervous. It was, the trade-off was, I don't have to go to New York City tonight, but is my car going to be up on blocks at a local chop shop when I come out? Because it was a pretty shifty neighborhood. Well, I lucked out, but I know people who didn't. Saw Dire Straits there one night from the third row. And I truly couldn't believe what I was seeing. Because Mark Knopfler fronted a quartet at that time, which included his brother David, the drummer Pick Withers, and the bass player John Ilsey. But Mark Knopfler clearly was the front man, and he got out there and he was playing leads and singing at the same time. And the leads were immaculate. The songs were poignant. They were the first and second record. I don't think they had started making movies yet. And I just walked out of there razzle-dazzled. Like, wow. I remember it now as I'm talking about it as if it was last night. Because, you know, I was born at night, I think. But I wasn't born last night. Where do I think we're going? 1979, recorded in the Bahamas, Dire Straits.
Where do you think you're going? Don't you know it's dark outside? Where do you think you're going? Don't you care about my pride? Where do you think you're going? I think you don't know. You got no way of knowing. There's really no place you can go. I understand your changes long before you reach the door. I know where you think you're going. I know what you came here for. And now I'm sick of joking. You know I like you to be free. Where do you think you're going? I think you better go with me. Thank you. doubt me that you ain't with me, girl. You're gonna be without me. Where do you think you're going? Don't you know it's dark outside? Joking, you know I like it to be free, girl. Now where do you think you're going? I think you better go with me, girl. Come on.
We wrote a song that we would like to do for you. It's kind of a country rock song that when we found out we were coming to London Town, we wanted to do a thing like maybe you do here. Really, I like it. It's called A Happening in London Town, and we put it together especially for you. It goes like this.
Thank you.
Well, yes. This is Dickie Betts. The Dickie Betts-led version of the Allman Brothers Band. From their 1990 album called Kind of Bird. And I don't know if it's often put on the Brothers for enjoyment these days because I have the records fairly memorized. The good ones, anyway, from the day. But when Dickie Betts took over the Allmans after Dwayne Allman and Barry Oakley both laid down their bikes on the streets of Macon, Georgia, three blocks from each other, and they both passed due to their injuries. And Dickie Betts, and Greg was a waste case at that point. Dickie had to take over. And this jazzy hybrid of blues and a bit of Latin and the hit songs that he wrote, man, that guy supposedly was mean-ass crazy, but on the good days, he was a killer diller. And I love this piece. Written for guitar, but based on wanting to sound like Charlie Parker, if such a thing can be achieved. Allman Brothers Band from 1990. The album was it Shades of Two Worlds, I think. Yes. And the piece called Kind of Bird. Gets us to where we are right now. The last set contained Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. Now, it was easy to dismiss, because I didn't know any better back in the day living in the Northeast of America, about country music. You didn't get to hear it that much on the radio around here, and when you did, it was the old joke. Well, what happens if the songwriter, the country music songwriter, writes it different? Well, the dog survives, the car doesn't crash, and there's something else to it. Mangled that one, didn't I? But Buck Owens was on Hee Haw along with Roy Clark, and my dad loved Roy Clark's guitar play. Really, to the exclusion of Buck Owens as a serious musician, so I didn't know any better. Then I started reading about how, well, he was one of the architects of the Bakersfield sound, along with Merle Haggard, for example. And that band of Buckaroos, really good. We heard an instrumental from recorded Buck Owens in London. And I think this was in 1969. Boy, they were tight. This would have been Buck Owens' birthday. And I'm glad to help him blow out the candles. Give me 5 minutes to get enough lung power up, Buckaroo, and I'll help you out. In the meantime, kudos on a fruitful career and a great band. Preceding that, New Jersey music. From 1993, the band's name, Bill Kelly and the House of Cards, which includes one of my close mates, most days anyway, Niles on guitar, Andy Gessling, who once was in the band Railroad Earth, he's since gone north, and Mike Esposito on bass. We thought that band had it, and they did. But they, like so many, there was only so far they could take it. The track called Wonderful from Luck of the Irish on a area independent label from 1993. And live, if there's anything that's been uploaded to YouTube, there's versions where live, those guys went off for about 10 minutes trading on instruments and solos and things like that, and it might sound tedious to those of you who aren't given that way. Man, it was good. And preceding Bill Kelly in the House of Cards, we heard Dire Straits from their Glory Days, 1979, the second album. And the only reason this record, I think, isn't as popular as something like the first album with Sultans of Swing is because Sultans of Swing isn't on it. Other than that, the writing is solid, and we heard a wonderful track called Where Do You Think You're Going? And where we're going to next, all the news that gives you fits, and then we start up, we kickstart, we cheat the hangman. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the 81st anniversaries of both were last week, August 6th and 9th, 1945. Supposedly, there was torture inside the souls of the men who dropped the bomb on those people. Strategically, it may have sounded good in a general's meeting in a boardroom, but the human devastation still shake my head after all these years. Tennis, the mystery man and I, both large fans of said. There's a new book about transitioning from the Roger Federer, Serena Williams era to now. And there's a piece supposedly on Yannick Sinner's YouTube channel where he's doing a Q&A. Revelatory? No. A unintentional hoot? Yes. When one of the people who are interviewing asked, what shoe do you tie first? And when I started watching tennis back in the late 1960s when Rod Laver was still maybe the greatest player I've ever seen, just check out pictures of his left bicep. Those old Aussies would have thrown a beer at him. We're asking such a stupid question. I'm talking about the interviewer. I believe that the USA is under cyber attack. Because how else to explain some of these things with air traffic control that go on around here? I know that in the effort to destroy the country from the inside out, that the Trump administration has downsized a lot of valuable outposts. But I just keep thinking, I'm amazed that we haven't got hit harder than that yet. And hey, the day's not over. There's still about 40 minutes to go. Chase Bank, a place that has taken fine after fine after fine from the Federal Trade Commission, just closed. Trump the hump, 300 of his bank accounts. Remember both in 2016 and 2024 that the idea was, this guy's a brilliant businessman. Look at that TV show he hosted. He'll be able to get the country running like a fine Studebaker engine financially. And it's like, no, he can't. His dad loaned him a lot of the money that he used and pissed away to make gold everything. And somehow he cultivated favor with banks who, wrote him checks no matter what his profile looked like. Oh, man. You can't make this stuff up. And, it hit me reading that where 300 bank accounts. First off, who's got 300 bank accounts unless 299.9 of them are for money laundering? Euripides. You know him, right? Big hit singles. There is a hole that pierces right through me. Well, I don't know. Get a Band-Aid, man. The strange case of Germany. A couple refused their
What is this? Knit? Rental car. Oh, yes. Their Enterprise rental car. When they got it, they went, they drove it. They were fair about it. They watched the mileage. They filled the tank when they were done driving distances. And they got charged anyway and had to fight to get their money back. And amazingly, they did. Utah, here in America, just got more energy from solar power than any other source. Huzzah, I say. And keep it coming, because right now, and these clowns that are trying to kill the earth are insistent upon coal and gas. In fact, I think our Interior Department, that guy Doug Burgum, here in the United States, our government is actually paying a German developer billions not to develop wind farms on the West Coast of the United States. A, because it threatens the status quo bottom line, and B, because it offends them aesthetically. Well, they offend me realistically. Thank you. AI license plate cameras are big in the USA now, as if we needed more town-to-town and body scrutiny on the streets of America. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Mothers of Invention freakout record is now being issued as a box set, I think in Rocktober. 5 CDs of those sessions. And this shouldn't be just your mother's deluxe reissue. This should be something, because we know Zappa, if nothing else, prolific as heck. Maybe there'll be a live concert in there, like Susie Cream Cheese talked about the Mothers, where they said a lot of bad words and etc. Can't wait. As I wrote on social media this week, and one of the few things I posted over the last couple weeks, that's still my bestie. In the National Hockey League, one of my two, well, I have about a half dozen go-to sports. The NHL, 48 days till the home opener for our Edmonton Oilers. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's in any conversation one of the top 5 to 10 players of all time in the NBA. I remember him when he was Lou Alcindor, and they took away the dunk on him when he was playing for UCLA in college because he was too tall and it was deemed not fair. He says that Bill Russell is the greatest winner in basketball history, and I absolutely agree with that. I guess we take guys like Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, Oscar Robertson here in this country for granted. Those guys were phenomenal players. Clyde Frazier, Willis Reed, you know, I grew up watching that stuff. I mean, I got tired of the whole NBA thing, but yeah. Nah, see? A Sonic Youth, episode number 250. Kudos to Oliver with his interview with Courtney Barnett. That was about 5 to 10 worthwhile minutes on his anniversary show. Courtney from Australia, Oliver from Hamilton, or thereabouts. Heard every week. Stevie Van Zandt's favorite Bruce Springsteen song, wait for it, is Youngstown from The Ghost of Tom Joad. I wouldn't have thought. On stage, it comes alive because Nils Lofgren burns on the guitar. Saw a t-shirt. Music. A form of... a form of... form of... oh, resistance. Ask the Irish. Yes. I don't think they needed any provocation, being mostly myself. U.S. to New Zealand flights, saw on social media, round trip, $938 per person. Got to start a GoFundMe. Been a tough year. University freshmen, liberal arts students at the University of Michigan. This is like giving a trophy out to everybody, no matter whether you win or not in sports. The first semester grades are hidden, as if they didn't exist. For the new students, mental health, it says here. You know, if it works, because the old draconian stuff doesn't, and hasn't for a long time, if it ever did. The Simpsons, 40 years and done. Nancy Cartwright is saying, yeah, maybe, but she could be talked into another 40 if need be. There's a Miss Indigenous of Canada contest. Two women from the province of Alberta won. Piece of advice from what we know, don't let Trump anywhere near your beauty contest. England, a 97-year-old set a Guinness World Book of Records by wing walking. Kay, you say? That's, she got out on the wings of a biplane and walked around for minutes in order to set that record. New Zealand News, or Christopher Luxon, a news item on him on the radio the other day. The debt has slowed, but more needs to happen. An obvious statement. New Zealand, students skipping meals for the high cost of food on the North and South Islands. Oh, you too. Solar rooftops increasing. And rightly so. Paul Simon, a new book about him, about the making of his epic Graceland, which is 40 years old in August this month, goes into detail about how when he first got there, they had to hide him under a blanket. Not that it would be that tough with Paul Simon. If you've seen pictures, you know what I mean. I'm in. I gotta start using the library. I want to buy all these books to possess them as reference material. I'm thinking, boy, at today's prices, I don't know. Burger King has revamped their Whopper, and it's a huge success story, apparently. Free FM on air. We just told you about Sonic Youth. Please listen. Thank you. Bill in the Retrospect Show coming up next, number 740. Get your ears around it. It's on the garage rock military industrial complex theme. And finally, as noted before, our recent podcast numbers for Free FM, excellent. Thank you to all who made that possible out there in the night and in the day around God's golf ball. We cheat the hangman now for your entertainment dollar. And we begin with this band who I've always liked, not always listened to feverishly, but I've always liked them. And now they tour relentlessly. There's going to be a brand new Sparks live album out this week. We saw them on tour a couple of years ago. Sound was muddy in the Beacon Theater in New York City, but it usually is. I can't wait to hear the clarity of a board recording. Today's Ron Mayall's birthday. Gotta note it. And this from one of the two wonderful later day releases last decade. This one called A Steady Drip, Drip, Drip on the BMG label. This track, well, let Russell tell you. We'll be right back.
same as it was. As there was that slip, then a further dip, then a rapid slide. Am I still alive? I was there for you, went to bat.
screen? Would you like anything under your name? Would you like Mescaleros, The Clash, or anything like that?
I'd like you to write Punk Rock Warlord, with Warlord being one word.
Despite the lambasting, Charlie Musselwhite is taken from my wise guy co-conspirator here. A living legend of the blues, and you can pretty much count him to me on one hand at this point. Buddy Guy, point at the nerve center of modern day blues, coming up from Mississippi to Chicago. And then there's the likes of Robert Cray, who's the hybrid of blues and soul. And a lot of blues guys don't like him, and a lot of soul guys don't like him, because he straddles both fences. But man, that guy can write, and he can sing. Then there's Elvin Bishop, once part of the Butterfield Blues Band, whose album East West was released in August of 1966, 60 years ago. I'll try and remember to bring it next week. And then take your pick. Who else? She could say Bonnie Raitt for the slide guitar stuff, but there's not that many left. And a decent amount of them, pale faces. As opposed to the black of the species, who wrote the fundamentals in the Augusta Living Handbook for the blues. Willie Dixon, a specific landing spot. Before that, Joe Strummer. Checked in, self-anointing that he's a punk rock warlord. Jeff Beck recorded live at the Hollywood Bowl in a career overview show in the summer of 2016. And I like that track. It's an answer to Gil Scott-Heron's The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. It's called The Revolution Will Be Televised, and it was on, I think, his last studio record, the original version. Jeff Beck. People are starting to come around to the fact that despite the brilliance when he was in a good enough frame of mind to be brilliant, that Jimi Hendrix was, that Jeff Beck was and is the man, versatility-wise. Then there was John Spencer and his latest trio, Songs of Loss and Protest, on an indie label. Man, these guys make noise. We were trying to have a conversation the other day at my record shop, and in the background, I kept hearing, like, John Spencer is no music to talk over. Trust me on this one. So we played it for you on the radio tonight, the track called Fancy Pants from his new record. And, you know, brothers and sisters, brethren, if I may be so bold, in-store airplay still works. Like the scene in the movie High Fidelity with John Cusack and Jack Black. You put something on, all of a sudden, hey, what is this? Who is this? John Spencer. I want it. And I sold it. Thank you. Began the set with music from somebody. Oh, yeah, Sparks. Don't forget. I'm toast. Russell in his octave, checking out his octave range from a steady drip, drip, drip on his brother Ron's birthday tonight. Album released in 2020. And again, a new live album out this weekend. One or two more to squeeze in before the mystery man takes over for his magic act. Begin with this one. We have several African-flavored radio programs here on Free FM. One of them from Phil Gray, and one of them from the Zimbabwe Music Journey. So I'm going to get some of it myself. This from a band, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, I-M-A-R-H-A-N. Their 2026 album. They're from Soweto, so they got that desert blues thing happening. See if you agree.
We don't fight.
applause machine for the studio audience. This is 2026 music by a cat named David Hilliard and his band the Rocksteady Seven. The album's called Home for Dinner. For those people who don't work an erratic schedule, like me. It features Larry McDonald. Not old McDonald or Ronald McDonald, but Larry McDonald. And this is a version of the old Friends of Distinction hit called Grazing in the Grass. And I like the vibes. That's why I let him play, dagnabbit. African music before that. From the deserts of the Dark Continent. Imarhan. With track number one on the new disc. Look it up because I'm not going to try. And here comes Lee. Well, a brief sip at the well of Oliver Nelson, who made one of the greatest jazz records I've ever heard. The Blues, the Truth, or The Blues and the Abstract Truth from 1960. Lee Ritenour took it and covered it to fine effect because he can really play when he wants to. And from the album of the same name, the title track, GRP Records, normally a label to avoid when if you want to avoid slick jazz. But this one's pretty good. Stolen Moments. Lee Ritenour coming out of both David Hilliard and the Rocksteady Seven and Imarhan testing fate once again. Well, no test you have to pass for the final quest of our program. The Mystery Man. The man who stirs the drink here at Studio A, now stepping up to microphone number two, or sitting down, more to the case, to play us his outro music, which has become a point in the sand every week that makes the show go to where it's supposed to go. And where that, some of that is retrospect number 740. Coming up next for people who listen to Free FM in the night. Please remember and don't ever forget, our social media page will reveal the many places you can hear us via podcast. Just in case you miss a fun-filled moment of our fracas. Mystery Man, you have ventured far and wide to gift us with tonight's selection. And it is...
We are going to hear something from a band called Valravn from Denmark. The tune is called Oliver Ridaros. Ridaros. Oliver Ridaros. And it's sung in the language of the Faroe Islands, which is a language that sounds a lot like Icelandic, and it's said to be the closest thing to Old Norse, the language of the ice of the Vikings.
Did you see that recent thing on social media where supposedly it's now been confirmed, as if it wasn't, that the Vikings were here 500 years before Columbus?
I haven't seen that particular posting, but I think that's been theorized.
Yes. Yeah, there's things that date back to the year before Chris and the Nina Pinta and the Santa Maria.
Right.
So we have reached the end of our hour and 58 minute tour de farce as we put the wheels back on after a week where they done fell off. Back in 7 days to haunt you, taunt you, and flaunt the gift of music, which we pass on here from the management and staff of the Pale Face Parabola to your ears around the world and across the universe. Thank you to the Mystery Man. Thank you to the Big Guy, our team. And stay tuned for retrospect number 740 here on Free FM. Dig in seven. Back to love you long time then. Sláinte and evening all.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.